Or what time?
What time does it start?
What's another way of saying start? You could ask, what time does it?
Well,
but
what time does it begin?
Okay. And I might say, well, it must have already
been going on.
It must have already
started.
Or, but it must have already, using the word begin, you say it must have already
begin.
And you'd say 10 minutes ago it did what?
I wouldn't know what in that.
Say if you went to the movie and you got there kind of late, you might say, well, I think we're 10 minutes late. It 10 minutes ago the movie
was going on.
And someone had been sick for a while. You might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit.
He was sick for a while.
Yeah, say someone had been sick. What might you say about him? Say he's walking around now, but he still looks a little
weak.
Uh-huh.
Looks a little weak and sickly now or something. He looked weak and weaselly.
What do you mean weaselly?
Well, he looks drooped up.
Uh-huh. And talking about something that you'd see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed of.
And a lot of times when I go to sleep, I do
dream.
Uh-huh. But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed of.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was fixing to hit the ground, I
waked up.
And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
Sprung off in the water.
Or if he goes head first, you'd say he
dived off in the water.
And several children have
dived off in there.
But that child was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a,
well, I don't call that a false, or even like a ball game. It's a foul or something.
Uh-huh.
She hit a, fell in there. Lots of them drowned that way.
Mm. Do you ever have that happen around here?
There's a lot of people been drowned around here, jumped off in the water and drowned. They used to drown pretty often in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, there ain't no waters now. The people quit letting them go in these ponds. They have to go somewhere else, a public place.
Mm-hmm.
Now these children, they came down here to, and there was some of these little ones around. I'd learn them how to swim. They'd go in these little pools, but they got people there to take care of them in there. Let them, don't, they're the ones put them in there and teach them to swim. It's like going to school.
Can you swim?
Yeah, I've been swimming. I used to go in a creek and swim. I like to swim. I got two old syrup buckets. We screwed the top back on. Put them in there, I'd jump off in water 10 feet deep and them cans wouldn't let you. I used to get gored till I learned to swim on them cans, and I got some these old gourds.
Uh-huh.
Tied two on each end. Shucks, you could lay a bale of cotton in front of it, wouldn't sink them. You'd take a inner tube, blow it up, put it around you. You can't sink on anything. Learned to swim back on your back. I learned to swim good. I